555 has been extended at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Yes, through October 31st, you can still get up to 5 years, no interest, 5 months, no payments, and even up to 5% same-day order savings at your initial consultation. But that's not the only reason to upgrade now to Pella Windows and Doors. You see, while others will say you'll have to wait 3 to 4 months or more for installation, order today, and Pella of Wisconsin can install in as little as 8 weeks. You heard me right, 8 weeks. Better still, every installer is Pella certified to ensure your complete satisfaction. And the Pella Wisconsin team can complete installation in as little as 1 day. More good news, in addition to 6 lines to fit your style and financing to fit any budget, a 2020 survey rated Pella Windows number one by Green Bay and Milwaukee homeowners. Stop by the Pella Experience Center, get directions, and set your free consultation today at PellaWI.com. That's PellaWI.com. Certain restrictions apply. See showroom for details.
Not even a sidekick. Heck, we don't even have fancy gadgets. This is just Joe and his trusty microphone, made in the USA. This is the regular Joe Show, 1360 97.5 WTAQ. Oh,
well, good morning and welcome, Joe Giganti, your regular Joe here with you on Tuesday. That's right, day number two of the work week, unless, of course, you're a liberal and, you know, working is always optional. After all, the government owes you everything, including a decent income. Now, how they define a decent income, that's where you get into the slippery slope. Nonetheless, this is your VIP backstage soundcheck segment, exclusive to the wonderful, the awesome, the most splendiferous listeners of AM 1360, 97.5 WTAQ. Of course, our live streamers from hither and yon, always welcome to have you as part of the game, part of the show, part of the broadcast every day. Always wonderful. Matter of fact, we heard yesterday from one of our, from our yons, Mary in Texas, trying to make it back for our big cow party. I'll tell you about that in a moment. If you haven't already signed up, you're going to want to. Just got word back from the Liberty Leaders of Central Wisconsin. They were doing an event that I helped to promote for them with Sheriff Clark. They had a capacity plus crowd. 280 seats available. 325 people showed up. That's what I'm talking about. And let's do that for the cow party as well. Of course, you can be a part of our conversation, and I certainly hope you will. 888-455-1360. 888-455-1360. You can send your text messages to 79489. And emails, always welcome, at regular.joe@mwcradio.com. That's the way to do it. Now, what pray tell is going on over there? I'm looking at the control center, the brain trust of the show. Did you spill coffee?
No.
Well, what you see, I saw you reach for, do you have coffee?
I have coffee.
Do you see something I don't have today?
Ooh.
I know, it's a rough morning. I realized when I walked in that I made coffee. That's the good news. It's sitting on my counter. That's the bad news, but that's okay. We'll make it. I will find a way. I will persevere. I thought for a minute, though, that Steve kind of sprung to action, thinking that maybe he had spilled coffee, and that'd be kind of...
Are you saying I don't move fast normally?
Well, I didn't... I'm not questioning how you move normally. I just... You were gazelle-like in that moment, that's all. I just, you know, I thought for a second that, you know, the station might be on fire. I don't know. There was
that's
something...
The first time I've been gazelle-like in 20 years.
Well, I mean, no. Now, come on now. I don't think so. I mean, you're strapping golf player of great folklore of your years on the course.
When I could play.
Well, yeah, but then again, at least you could play. I might as well be the caddy based on what I do out there. So, all right, well, good to know. There's no burns. Nobody's dying over there. But you do have coffee. I don't want you to feel guilty that you have coffee and I don't. I know, there is no guilt, so don't worry. I know better. All right, so I mentioned the Cal Party. For those that have not heard, it is an acronym for the Republican parties of Calumet, Outagamie, and Winnebago, who are putting on a tri-county event. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be at the Stone Toad Bar and Grill in Menasha, Thursday, October 28th, 5 to 9. There is a $20 ticket price, but included in that ticket, yeah, I mean, yeah, you get to hang out with us, but you get pizza. Which is really, I mean, right there, pizza, always a good thing. That's it. I know they try to pretend pizza's not American, but really, is anyone in the world make pizza as good as we do?
Italy.
Have you had Italian pizza, though? Actual, like, in Italy?
No.
It's very different. I've been to Italy, and it's good. It is good, but it's nothing like what we do here in America. So, that includes your pizza. It includes one ticket to the Cal raffle where you could win a quarter of a Cal valued at $750. Plus, there's a second prize of $200 in Quick Trip gas cards, which is always an awesome thing to have. I mean, I got to tell you, talk about the gift that gives gas cards always. Even when gas was cheap, it was nice. But now gas isn't as cheap as it was. Also, what does it get you? Well, it gets you, and as I said, I'm going to be speaking and emceeing the event. Featured speakers include Sheriff David Clark, Dr. Jake Jacobs, right there. That's a scratch across the record. That's the full stop. You got to be there. These two awesome gentlemen, these great patriots are going to be there. In addition to that, some of the featured guests are Congressmen Glenn Grothman and Mike Gallagher, Republican State Party Chair Paul Farrow, Kevin Nicholson, the founder of No Better Friend Corp, and the forensic paper and cyber audit team, Jefferson Davis, which, by the way, I love this guy's name. Every time I say it, I just love saying his name. Anyway, Tony Urso as well. $20. What is that? That's like, well, it's what, 3 gallons of gas now? But it's barely a trip to the $4 company if you want to go get coffee. So how do you get tickets? I'm glad you asked. Go to the Facebook page or the websites for any of these county parties. Out of Gamey, Winnebago, or Calumet. Now, off the top of my head, I know Out of Gamey's because it's really cool. It's ogop.org, OGOP. So Out of Gamey, GOP. So go to ogop.org or any of the other Facebook pages or websites for Calumet in Winnebago. They'll have a link to the Eventbrite page, which is where you can buy your ticket. And as I said, space is limited, and you are going to want to get your tickets because they are going quick. And it is an amazing event, and I hope you'll be there. Now, again, much like the one I mentioned, Liberty Leaders of Central Wisconsin, we've got the other event I'll tell you about later in the show, the CPEC event, the Conservative Political Education Conference up in Wausau that I'll be speaking at. Actually, the closing speaker, quite an honor to be able to do that. That's going to be on the Saturday the 30th. All of this is not, it's great to get out, meet like-minded people. That's important, by the way. So many people I come across, always, I feel like I'm the only one. You're not, by a long shot. So it is good to get out, to be able to meet the others that think, believe what you believe, and want to save this republic. But more importantly, even more important than that, is these are all events that are geared towards being a catalyst to action, to actually being able to arm you with what you need to go out currently in the political milieu that we have, as well as 2022 and 2024. And so, how do we get out of here, right? Everyone's frustrated. How do we make it better? Being an active part of these events does make a difference. And that is why I encourage you to be there. I'm going to be there. I hope you will be as well. That's going to be Thursday, October 28th, 5 to 9. You can go to ogop.org. They're going to yell at me for calling it that, but I love that. It's easy. ogop.org. Or any of the Facebook pages, look for the Eventbrite link, and you will be in business. A quick update, by the way. I'm having some technical issues with my website, so it's not updated. I did try to do that yesterday. It is being fixed. When it is fixed, my website will be updated. Now, you can still get the live stream from there. It's on the content side. So if you click live stream, you can still get that. For the podcast, you can still get that as well. And that's all at RegJoeShow.com. And, oh, this would probably be a good time to tell you that the website's going to be, it's going to be a new website soon. Stay tuned. We've been meeting and talking about it. Pretty cool stuff. The online store will be a part of it. So, yeah, pay attention. All right. Now, to the topics here. Yesterday, I spoke about the letter that John Mako, who is State Representative John Mako, wrote to Procter & Gamble over a constituent's, basically the constituent was claiming that they had a religious exemption, which ostensibly Procter & Gamble was pretending that they were going to honor. Instead, what they got back, what the constituent got back, and what was asked for was the equivalent of a religious proctology exam, which is beyond the pale of what should be allowed and what should be considered acceptable in these cases, to say the least. So again, I applauded the letter because I think it made a great impact. I think he was doing what he should be doing as a state rep with that. Now, since then, there's been no update yet on Procter & Gamble's response, although the letter is only presented yesterday, is my understanding, regarding the fact. But he went very clearly, chapter and verse, why what they were doing was essentially a violation of any number of laws and rules that exist to protect the conscience and the free practice of people's religion. Now, in my hands, I'm holding a copy of the redacted request from Procter & Gamble. The header, request for religious exemption from COVID-19 vaccine, : religious organization statement form. On this, and I'm guessing it was to some degree pre-printed. I'm not sure it's typed, so I'm not sure if they typed it or if the pastor, by the way, who responded. And I've been told I can mention the pastor and the church. I'm not going to mention the person, the congregant. I don't mind mentioning it because I think what the pastor did here was awesome. So they asked for the name of the person that's requesting it, the name of the religious organization they belong to, the address and email, the name of the leader and title. Now, I'm curious if this is equal across the board. That's my first question. Are they asking a lot of imams to fill these out? I'm just asking. Fair question. Something tells me the answer is no, but we'll try it. Then they have this little set of directions. For the religious leader, the above-named employee is requesting an exemption from Procter & Gamble's vaccination directive based on the observance, faith/beliefs. In the space below, please provide a written and signed statement supporting the basis of the observance, faith/beliefs, which are contrary to the practice of vaccination or the use of the COVID-19 vaccine. Please attach additional documentation if necessary. Hence why I refer to this as a religious proctology exam. Let me translate that paragraph. Justify to us, a corporation that has no world, nothing to do with people's faith and free exercise thereof, but explain to us and justify your existence. Tell us everything about your deeply held beliefs. Now, of course, this is a Christian organization, so I'm sure they resisted my initial response, which was to give them the one-finger salute in all this, because this is absolutely absurd. I would no more ask this. I don't care what faith you are. I don't care if you claim that your faith is Satanism. I'm still not going to say that the people should be sending out these kinds of documents. Although, I mean, there's a lot we would talk about if you were a Satanist, having nothing to do with this document. And then they have the response. Now, the response is from Pastor Mark Isaac Gunger, I believe is how you pronounce it, Celebration Church here in Green Bay. To whom it may concern, it is inappropriate to ask Celebration Church to provide a, quote, basis for an observance beliefs. It is not up to Procter & Gamble to decide if our, quote, basis, end quote, is something of which you approve. Neither the government nor Procter & Gamble has any legal or moral right to demand that we explain what we believe. Celebration Church supports freedom of religion as defined in the Constitution. Any, quote, additional documentation, end quote, request is outrageous. I love this guy. Whether or not Procter & Gamble approves of our basis is irrelevant. We do not need to prove our beliefs to a corporation. And for the record, freedom of religion and religious beliefs are granted to the individual. What the individual's church believes is also irrelevant. I think that's possibly the best response one could hope for in all of this. It's a pre-done form. The end of the form says, I certify that my statement above is true and accurate, and that the above-named observant is a member of my religious organization in good standing and holds a sincere religious belief. Do you remember, was it Schumer? Who was the Democrat? It was one of the Supreme Court confirmations. This is going back. This wasn't Kavanaugh. The deeply held religious convictions. Remember, it was a pro-life Catholic that they were attacking, and they kept referring to. I believe it was a guy.
Alito?
Was it Alito? Maybe I it could have been, but the deeply held religious convictions. Yeah. Yes. So. As I read this request from them and how they're describing it, I mean, we're right back at it, right? There was outrage, by the way, when that happened in the Supreme Court hearings because, again, it's over the top. You know, the inclusive big tent Democrat liberals, suddenly not so big tent, not so inclusive. No, justify your existence, you little pedestrian. We'll tell you what are real beliefs and what are not. Perhaps you think Procter & Gamble are they conferring with Dr. Fauci and Rochelle Walensky to figure out what religion? Because after all, I mean, Fauci knows everything, right? He can do everything. He knows everything. He can solve all problems. And he doesn't like to make you do things, but he will if it's for your own good. Now, where does this stand? We have the best listeners. Truly we do. And I'm not going to use this person's name. For very obvious reasons. But one of our Merry Band of Regulars worked for Procter & Gamble for quite some time in the HR world. And they heard about the segment, didn't know exactly what transpired yet, but they were able to do some background research about what's going on. Now, the most important part is when they wrote to me, I am not at all surprised that Procter & Gamble would do this. They are a left-leaning company when it comes to social issues. I often butted heads with some of their policies, but it never got to the point where I would be fired for not agreeing, though we never had anything like this during my time there. Now, this person also was able to share the Procter & Gamble form because it's been making the rounds. I got it directly from a source, but nonetheless, now, this person did clarify that they had previously I want to be sure I read that right. Is someone that they had worked with when they were there. The person, they said, is a very good person, is a veteran, and is continuing to fight. Now, this is interesting because obviously the implication is if you don't comply, you will be fired. So the good news is, if this is fully accurate, is this person is still fighting, and God bless him for doing it. And it reiterates the importance of standing up for your rights. And I also want to just really thank, the leadership from Pastor Mark at Celebration Church, because we haven't seen, let's be honest, during COVID, we haven't seen a lot of that. Even in the world of Christianity, in the shepherds not being willing to step up and say, this is wrong, and we're not going to comply. We're going to serve. We're going to feed our flock. We're going to have them here for services. You can't tell us anything. None of that. But there's a few standouts, certainly. Just not in the numbers we originally would have expected, or certainly I would have expected. And seeing this from Pastor Mark makes me smile. Gives me a sense of hope, and it should to you. There are good people willing to stand up. Now, as I've said before, and I'm going to say again, though, we can't leave it all to them. This employee at Procter & Gamble did his or her part, and I don't know because it's blocked out. Oh, I guess they referenced anyway. But either way, doesn't matter. We've got to stand up and stand our ground, and as well as our, when we see a good leader doing it, like Pastor Mark is, give him an attaboy. Because I'm sure that, as much as one would love to believe that they're just popular, right? There's people that love them for what they're doing. I can assure you, taking these stances does not make you popular everywhere. And there's far more people willing to pick up the phone, send an email, write a letter, protest, whatever it is, to try to tear you down than most are willing to stand up. And stand next to people like this employee at Procter & Gamble and Pastor Mark. So I encourage you to do both. Doesn't matter. I don't go to Celebration Church. But it doesn't matter. I'm still going to call him and thank him for what he did. Because I think it's awesome that he's, and I think the way he responded was perfectly right. It was the perfect tone, and it was accurate, right? I mean, he said, look, this silly piece of paper called the Constitution. We have this concept there, this thing known as freedom of religion, the free exercise thereof. And, you know, it's not, unlike the left, who always wants to read things into amendments that don't, you know, the Second Amendment. Well, yeah, but I mean, you can have a gun except for when we're really scared. And the fact is, there has never been, nor will there ever be, a pandemic exception to the rights guaranteed to us by our Constitution, delineated in our Declaration of Independence, where it says that we get those rights not from the state, not from some petty politician, certainly not from a corporation. We get them from God above, and among those are the unalienable rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Great job, Pastor Mark. Appreciate you standing up. Let's join him in standing up for our rights.
The Regular Joe Show. News, talk,